This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Taylor Costa. The education provided in the early childhood development stage can determine the long-term physical and mental health of a child. I spoke with Tom Rogers, Early Head Start Compliance Coordinator at the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana, about the services offered to help childhood development by the Early Head Start program on this week's Time to Talk. Tom, what is the Early Head Start program?
Early Head Start is a program administered by the Department of Health and Human Services, the Administration for Children and Families, and the Office of Head Start. The Children's Coalition is the grantee for the Early Head Start program for Ouachita Parish, which includes five centers in Monroe and West Monroe, as well as two child care partnerships and a home base option. We target children from pregnant mother up to the age of three, and the reason that we zero in on that age group is because early childhood development, 90% of a child's brain develops before the age of four.
What is an example of a situation where a parent or a family member will say, hey, we need assistance, so we're going to reach out?
So the population that we serve is low-income families, those infants and toddlers under the age of three from those families, as well as pregnant women from that population. We provide intensive and comprehensive child development and family support services to not just the child to develop school readiness, but also to the parents. So as a family, they can move towards self-sufficiency and economic mobility. And what that looks like would be an example of a high school dropout who is also a pregnant mother. We would bring her into the program, make sure that she's getting the prenatal visits and supplements that she needs with our social workers that are in-house, as well as once the baby is born, we will bring her into either our home-based or our center-based programs. From there, during the day, the child will get that comprehensive school readiness care while our social workers continue to help that mother find the resources to A, get her GED, B, to either look at college applications or a job interview and what a job interview is like so that they can move as a family unit to that next stage of development.
Can you explain school readiness?
So school readiness would be with our education curriculum with the children in our classroom. An example of what that would be is a simple play learning activity where the teacher will let the child play with Play-Doh, which all toddlers love, but as the toddler is playing with it, adding words to their vocabulary. Toddlers obviously can't communicate well back to you, but they are absorbing everything within their environment. So as they're playing with the Play-Doh, the teacher will be speaking to the children, do you feel that squish? Do you feel that it's soft? It's malleable. You have three balls of Play-Doh. This Play-Doh is red. That Play-Doh is green. That's adding to their vocabulary as they play, and that lesson will stick with them as they develop.
How can a parent who feels they may qualify for this find out more information?
They can visit our downtown Monroe location at 117 Hall Street. They can also check out our website at www.childrenscoalition.org.
Tom Rogers is the Early Head Start Compliance Coordinator at the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana. I'm Taylor Costa.
Time to Talk is produced with the Children's Coalition for Northeast Louisiana and Bayou Life Magazine. Find out more at KEDM.org.